6 years passed during the intermission, and Act II opens at the Columbian Exposition World's Fair in Chicago in 1893. Magnolia and Ravenel are living in Chicago with their daughter Kim, and for the moment at least, Ravenel's gambling winnings are supporting them in style.
Why do I love you? Why do you love me? Why should there be two?
Magnolia writes to Andy and Parthy about the good times she and Ravenel are having, but the gambler's luck does not hold. From elegant digs in the Palmer House, Magnolia and Ravenel move to ever shabbier rooms. When the money runs out, Ravenel decides to abandon Magnolia. He leaves a letter and $200 for her at their boarding house on Ontario Street, explaining that the money will allow Kim to finish out the school year at the convent. The dance couple from the Cotton Blossom, Ellie and Frank, have moved to Chicago, where they are doing a show at the popular Trocadero Theater. Their move parallels changes in American theater. Urban clubs are on the rise, while showboat attendance dwindles. When Frank and Ellie try to rent rooms at the boarding house, they find Magnolia about to be evicted. They offer to get her an audition at the Trocadero. Being new in town, Ellie and Frank don't seem to realize that they already know the leading lady at the Trocadero. It's none other than Julie, who, after the scene in Natchez, has taken to drink. Steve has abandoned her in Chicago, and when she sings a rehearsal at the Trocadero, the owner wonders how much longer she is going to be able to continue performing. The song she sings, Bill, was actually written for a 1917 musical by Kern with lyrics by P.G. Woodhouse. It was dropped because the author decided it was far too sad. But as Julie's sodden farewell to Steve, it is heartbreakingly apt.
He can't play golf or tennis or polo or sing a solo or run. He isn't half as handsome as dozens of men that I know.
On his way out of town, Ravenel stops at the convent to say goodbye to his daughter, and together they sing a reprise of Only Make Believe, the song with which Ravenel courted Magnolia. Now, both destitute and abandoned, Magnolia takes up Ellie and Frank's offer of an audition at the Trocadero. She sings Can't Help Lovin' Dat Man, which she learned from Julie. The club manager is not impressed, but Julie, who's been backstage listening, decides to leave quietly. Magnolia gets the job without ever learning of Julie's sacrifice. This parallel to how Magnolia got her start on the Cotton Blossom is an invention of Kern and Hammerstein. The book for Showboat is based on a popular 1926 novel of the same name by Edna Ferber. As well as being a famous novelist, Ferber was a regular member of the Algonquin Round Table, the lunch club at the Algonquin Hotel in Manhattan that featured well-known wits Dorothy Parker, Robert Benchley, and George S. Kaufman. On Broadway, the story of Showboat stood out as grim and tragic, but it was considerably cleaned up from the novel in which Julie becomes not a cabaret singer, but a streetwalker. The Ravenel of the novel has been cheating on Magnolia with prostitutes, and Magnolia runs into Julie when she has to go to the brothel to return money Ravenel has borrowed from the madam. Ferber's novel ends with all the men missing or dead. Andy has fallen off the Cotton Blossom in a storm and drowned. Steve has gone missing without explanation, and Frank and Ravenel both die offstage after abandoning their wives. Ferber, whose own love life appears to have been a complete blank, had one of her fictional characters explain that being an old maid is a great deal like death by drowning, a really delightful sensation when you see struggling. The musical is, by comparison, downright chipper. The musical is also filled with Chicago references, many of which were not in the novel. In the novel, Magnolia finds a job at the nightclub Joppers. The club is named the Trocadero in the musical. The Trocadero was a real Chicago nightclub open to take trade from the 1893 World's Fair and opened by none other than Florence Ziegfeld's father. The Sun's famous annual Follies came to represent the Roaring Twenties on Broadway, presenting such important performers as W.C. Fields, Eddie Cantor, Will Rogers, and even Fanny Brice. Ziegfeld cut his teeth as a theatrical producer growing up around the Trocadero, so that 35 years later he would have the connections and the money to finance the first production of Showboat. Magnolia takes over at the Trocadero in time to be on stage on New Year's Eve when Andy wanders in to see the show. He and Parthy have come to Chicago looking for Magnolia, but no one knows where she is. Andy's presence at the Trocadero saves the day. Embarrassed and hesitant in front of a big city audience, Magnolia comes on stage to jeers and interruptions. Only Andy's support and encouragement from the audience turns the audience around. Magnolia goes on to a successful Broadway career, presented by none other than Florence Ziegfeld. She thus represents in a single character the transition that was occurring in musical theater at the turn of the 20th century, from frontier showboat to urban club to urban stage. By 1927, Magnolia's daughter Kim has grown up and likewise made a name for herself on the stage, where she has become so famous that Queenie is singing her songs for the Cotton Blossom audience.
When you yearn for a gent, give him encouragement. Only then will he come to stay. You must declare yourself, or you'll be on the shelf. If you wait too long, you'll get away.
kick your boy. Waste no time and acting coy. Leave no room for doubt. Step up and speak right out. Hey, feller, I think you're swell. I took a look and then I fell. Hey, feller, I got to tell. Can't deny what you know well. I'm longing to be basking in your caressing right now.
Fire, love, fire, love, love, love.
And if you do the asking, I'll do that yes in and
higher.
Fire, fire, love, love. Say, feller, I must admit that I suspect that you've got it. Hey, feller, I'm yours to take. Let's give a little girl an even break. And if you love her, tell her, tell her. Hey, feller.
Magnolia is retiring from the stage and returning to the Cotton Blossom. Andy has run into Ravenel, and he convinces him to approach Magnolia. The show ends with Magnolia introducing Ravenel to his adult daughter.
Father, this is a nice surprise. Kay, come. Come up on the top deck. We can talk there. Will you?
Nola, I don't...
If you go up front, you'll find a water barrel. Ain't much different from the old one.
Look, Gay. There's Kim.